welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you could join me today, and I'd like to continue on with a message I started yesterday, a call to courage. We were thinking about, reflecting on the fact that the great hallmarks of civilization, history, art, literature, we're drawn to the great works because they inspire us. And one of the aspects of that inspiration relates a lot to courage. And we can even see it in our day-to-day lives. Occasionally, you'll hear on the news broadcast, people, just ordinary people, who risk their lives, who endanger themselves to help someone. Just recently, I heard there was a car that was engulfed with flames, and passersby, they stopped and risked their own lives to save that man who surely would have died and perished in the flames. We respond to courage. And why should that be? Because that's the very nature of God's kingdom, that there's a selflessness involved. Now, when we look at the world, it's just the opposite. There's a perversion that occurs of everything good and beautiful under the domain of Satan. There's selfishness. There's no affiliation generally with anything greater than oneself. In today's world, it's all about me. And this is the very opposite of kingdom principles. Jesus said, "No greater love has this than a man would lay down his life for his friends." And we've seen and heard of inspiring stories of those who, in a time of war, for example, would throw themselves over a grenade that was ready to explode to save the life of their fellows. Or, of course, the greatest sacrifice of all, Jesus, who laid down his life for his friends so that man could be reconciled to God. And so when we think about the inspirational aspects of courage, I guess, you know, I started thinking about why should we be so inspired? And I believe it addresses a profound need that we all have, every human being who lives on this earth, because in this earthly realm, in this life that we live, because it is under the dominion of the evil one, there are distresses, there's change, there's potential and real dangers, the uncertainties of life. Only in Jesus can we experience security and comfort. Even in, for Christians, Jesus said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." And so, as the scriptures declare, we need to consider Jesus the apostle of our faith. He was very God, but very man. And perhaps nowhere was his humanity more starkly apparent than when he was on the cross and the weight he bore in his suffering and death. Here we see Jesus, the great miracle worker, the master, the teacher of God's way, the rabbi. He revealed God's kingdom, the secrets of prayer, and suddenly he found, seemingly, that his own prayers were unanswered. He was deserted by man, his closest friends, and he even for a time found himself deserted by God. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And when he breathed his last, he said, "Father, into thine hands I commit my spirit." The ground shook, the rock shattered, graves spilled out their dead. The sun was hidden from earth for 3 hours. And He, as the Son of Man and the Son of God, amazing. He was the creator of the universe. It says that he spoke the worlds into existence. He is the living Word. Incredibly, The Creator of all demonstrated one last human quality, which was the quality of courage, something which no omnipotent sovereign would normally be called upon to experience. His soul passed the breaking point, but it did not break. You know, I used to think that God had no need of courage, but as a man, Jesus did. He was an example for us. Except I began to think about that, and I thought, well, in the normal ways that courage is needed, the Almighty God needed no courage, except in one regard. He made himself vulnerable, and it took courage to make himself vulnerable to heartache, which he did when he created beings. He created the angels, and they turned against him. He created man in his very image, and they betrayed him. They sold out to Satan. Adam and Eve did. So as I had to reflect, I guess, Lord, you even needed courage, because you were happy. He was fulfilled. He didn't need anything, but because of who he is, his wonderful, loving character, and love wants to share. So he created the world and the universe and the fullness of everything that exists. He created man to have fellowship with him. Now, let's take a moment to look at some scriptures, because the scriptures continually admonish us to have courage. Moses said to Joshua, as Joshua was going to begin his ministry, his career of leading God's people into the promised land, in Deuteronomy 31 and 78, he said, "Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go in with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give it to them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that shall go with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." And that beautiful passage in Isaiah 41 and 10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Some of you need to hear that, the Lord speaking to your heart even right now. And further on in Isaiah 51 and 7, he says, "Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings." In the New Covenant, Jesus told us that if we were his disciples, if we loved him, we could expect persecution. And so in Matthew 10:26, he says, "Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known." And in verse 28, he goes on to say, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And he was, of course, referring to his Heavenly Father. 1 Corinthians goes on to encourage us. 16 and 12 says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, and be strong." Psalm 31 and 24 says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, ye that hope in the Lord." And notice, as I reflected on that verse, notice the sequence. God is going to strengthen our hearts, all of us that hope in the Lord. But you know what? We have to do something, and that is to be of good courage, to make a determination that God will give us victory over fear. What is courage? Courage is doing the right thing, the noble thing, in the face of fear. People that have done courageous things, when asked, "Weren't you afraid?" they would say, yes, they were, but they had to conquer that fear to go on to do the right thing. And so, beloved, we need courage today. We need God's strength. And by definition, the Webster's Dictionary defines courage as mental or moral strength to venture, to persevere, and withstand danger or the fear of difficulty. Courage implies firmness of mind and will in the face of danger or extreme difficulty. Some synonyms or words that are kind of similar in meaning are bravery, mettle, M-E-T-T-L-E, spirit, resolution, tenacity. So, beloved, courage is the mental and moral strength to persevere, to venture, to withstand danger and difficulty. And, beloved, we can do that in the strength of our Lord. Now, let me give some examples. They're very obvious examples. Some I shared, you know, you hear even on the news, people of ordinary people who do brave and courageous things, risking danger and hazard to their own person, doing something to help or save others, jumping into cold water to save those who could be drowning. And then, of course, if you recall, in 9/11, there were some extraordinary feats of heroism. There's wartime stories of bravery. We hear and have heard for centuries of missionaries traveling to foreign countries, dangerous regions of the world, and what they endured for the cause of Christ. Even today, Christians of the persecuted church, the acts of heroism, the bravery they experience. And then, beloved, then there's the personal quiet acts of bravery. We never hear about those quiet, unknown things that require internal fortitude dealing with a personal crisis. These are testimonies sometimes we hear from our brothers and sisters, and we get inspired. We get encouraged. What does it mean, encourage? It gives us courage that we who might be facing similar things, we can know that the Lord is going to be there to carry us through. There are how many unknown, forgotten, elderly saints suffering on the beds of affliction. They may be confined to bed, suffering the effects of illness or old age. So many things that can confront saints, but through the strength of the Lord, they're able to endure and continue on and give glory to God. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, I believe I can bring this message to a close. There's just a few more thoughts I want to share, but we'll have to save them for tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you'll be able to be with me. But in the moments that remain, I just want to thank you for joining me today, and I encourage you to write and note down that contact information the announcer is going to give, because if you have prayer needs, I'm here for you. I'd love to be able to pray with you. Beloved, there is power in agreeing prayer. I've experienced it many times in my life when I've asked others to pray for me. And it's because of prayer, the prayer of UCM partners and God's faithfulness, that we continue on. Thank you so much. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.